At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the texts being fired off today by our friends at Kondori and Murrah?
So I have not caught up. I had baby duty all morning until my mother-in-law took over kind of the middle of the day. So I'm not totally caught up on things, but I'm seeing notifications pop up as I'm giving the little guy some milk. What's going on?
Sounds like the fellas are into the possibility of a show field trip to Lambeau Field.
Yo, okay.
For Thursday night football in week two.
All right.
And there's some scuttlebutt. If we're interested of a secondary trip to Monday Night Football's Arrowhead Stadium site and a matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, wow.
Now, they've also just thrown out some bait on a hook saying, I know you guys want nothing to do with Madrid, but ... So here's the deal, just to peel back the curtain a little bit. I like to go places. I like being out and oot and a boot.
Oot and a boot.
Going to games is fun for me. Right.
Yep.
It's also work. I also think we should go to games because that's where the work happens. You're more informed when you go to games and lock in, when you go to the locker room or the clubhouse or whatever. Danny is more of a, I would say, watch from home guy.
Yeah.
So they know who they're dealing with.
They know who you are. Yeah.
Because on the text message, they're like, I think Lambeau's a good trip. If you guys want to, we could also do Kansas City, ... Danny, ... And then they basically were like, I heard you guys talking about Madrid. It doesn't sound like you're that in, but we could figure that out. Like, let's talk about it.
Man.
Danny, I got a feeling you're kind of like a Lambeau and you're good kind of guy.
No, see, here's the thing. I don't mind going to games, going to places I've never been, going to cool cities. Like, I've never been to, I'm trying to think of a Nubs place. Like, I've never been to, like,
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, I've been to Jacksonville. But if I'd never been to Jacksonville, I wouldn't be like, dude, we got to see Jacksonville before I die. I think that about Lambeau.
So you think, can we get that put on social? Danny thinks Jacksonville's hard thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell people. Jacksonville's nubs. Ponte Vedra Beach, in and around Jacksonville, is awesome. The rest of it's a giant strip mall with alligators. Sucks. It's a sprawling, stupid landmass, and I hate it. One of my least favorite cities that we have.
Wow.
But, like,
I've seen some of my favorite Cops episodes based in Jacksonville.
Mm.
It's always, like, the neighbor without his shirt on who's, like, riding a bike.
Now, this
for
some
is on reason.
Cops?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Cops,
yeah.
Shirtless, dude on a bike in your neighborhood. Yeah. Cop pulls him over.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly enough, and I know this is crazy, he's up to no good.
Shenanigans with this guy?
He's getting into some mischief and some tomfoolery.
I am stunned by that. But, yeah, so Lambeau's on a bucket list for me as a sports fan. I still like sports, by the way. I really want to go see it. It's up there with some of the ballparks that I wanted to visit. I got to go to World Series games at Fenway. I got to go to Wrigley finally. I'd never been until we went there for the Division Series.
Was that your first Wrigley experience?
I'd never actually been to Wrigley.
I mean,
I'd walked by it before but never got to go in. As part of a trip. So that was, you know, great time in Chicago. That was awesome. I got to go to whatever it's AT&T or Pac Bell. I can't remember the name of the stadium in San Francisco, which was a bucket list thing for me. Been to PNC Pittsburgh.
So I'm not doubting your Lambeau.
That's where I want to go.
Right.
Kansas City would be cool too. But like, if I didn't know that, I just get to pick every trip. So I was thinking, hey, it's going to be one. I want Lambeau to be the one.
No, but if the good people at the law firm of Condori and Murray.
Now, is there a website that goes with that?
CamLawyers.com.
Thank you very much.
The official show sponsor of the Grant and Danny radio program. If their goal and their thought is two trips, Lambeau and Arrowhead.
Hell yeah.
I got two thumbs. I'm pretty fired up about that.
Yep.
Is that something that Danny Ruye would make work?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that a scenario where that's one too many for old Mr. Hootie?
No, that's good. I mean, okay. The
now, what about Madrid?
Now, that's a big one. I would guess that would probably.
I think that's where the line would get drawn by, like, our bosses, where they're like, listen, we're already kind of annoyed that you guys are doing something fun.
Yeah.
Even though we don't have to pay a penny, but you guys are happy about it. So we're already a little bit salty.
That's enough of that, right?
You don't need to be having fun in another country. I think that's how that would go.
Well, but also the broadcast challenge they're in, right? I mean, it's...
We have so many partners. You don't know about the Odyssey Madrid situation?
Well, it would be Odyssey.
Stop, guys.
I'm just saying.
I'm so mad.
In the Castilian, it would be Odyssey. No. I'm just saying.
Stop.
It's one part audacious.
one part bold.
Audacious and bold. So
now, what is it? It's Odyssey. Odyssey. One part Odyssey and one part audacious. Right?
I'm not even sure anymore. Yeah. But yeah, so that would, if we're doing three trips, that becomes a lot. But again, if it's like the thing that everyone should probably understand about me is that if it's for work, that's always fine.
It's always for work when it involves the sports teams in town.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, if it's for work, like, it's my wife is understanding. When it's just me being like, hey, me and some buddies are going to be gone for, I don't know, 10, 12 hours
but
on Sunday.
When has that happened?
It doesn't happen. Okay. That's my point. And that's why I don't do it for the most part. Because that's right. that's like, hey, I know you deal with everything. You do 99 things for every one thing I do. And I want some kind of medal every time I do the one thing. And I want some congratulations. And you work incredibly hard and you do everything and I don't.
This is me talking to my wife?
Yeah. No, this is me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to screw around for hours at a time and be out of pocket. Is that and those dump some more stuff on you?
I got it.
That's the thing I can't do. But if it's for work, it's like totally
it's
understood.
Work. Yes. I got a text from somebody on the Commander's front yesterday
when
we were talking about Christmas. And we were discussing the, going to Landover for the Christmas Day game. And they're like, of course you'll be able to get out of family responsibilities and everyone will be understanding. It's your job. Don't worry about it. And my wife's very understanding. That's true. It's also me to some extent. There is a guilt part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's going to have, at that time, four kids, man.
Four kids.
One baby. That's like months old baby.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's coming in July. So by the time Christmas rolls around, there's some math I need to do. Maybe like a 5-month-old type baby, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got three other kids?
Yeah. And it's not like they're self-sustaining babysitting kids either.
No.
You don't have like a 15-year-old in there with a big spread.
By the way, did my discussion yesterday, I don't want to say I got a lot of heat, but there were certainly some people that seemed to take
it the
wrong way.
There were some warmer temperatures from.
Yeah. Some warmer temperatures. Did people take my complaint about the Christmas Day game yesterday as – media guy not wanting to go cover a game?
I think the lazy interpretation was that.
That's not what that was for the record. Like nobody, you know this from working with me, nobody goes to more games. Nobody's happy to go to more games. I love going to games.
There is seriously no one I know that goes to more games.
Right.
With the obligations that you have.
I love going to games. It's not work. It's part of the job, but it's also what I enjoy doing. You'll never hear me complain about that. Mm-hmm. My take on not wanting to be at
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Northwest Stadium for Christmas was from the perspective of a fan with a family and kids. To leave people behind to go to the game, you're going to do that 10 times in a season or whatever. I'd just rather one of them not be Christmas Day. It was not a complaining media member thing, which I think some people took it to be.
Right, which I understand.
I also get annoyed by that when I hear like the Tony Kornheiser thing of people are like, you expect me to stay up and watch the Caps game tonight? Yeah, guy that talks about it tomorrow on the radio, I expect that.
I certainly do.
You expect me to go to a Nets game once a season or so? Yeah, actually. Like, you're going to give your take on James Wood at some point, right? I'm all in on that. I'm there all the time. I'm with you.
The thing that I never liked when I was on the other side, as just a regular person consuming the sports and the media and the things like that.
Content, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a content consumer.
Yeah.
It always used to irk me when it's like, hey, I can't go to every game, man. I don't have the money to, or I don't have the resources or the time, or I got obligations. I got to work extra jobs just to be able to pay my rent every month, whatever it is, right? I never liked the grousing and complaining with all the free stuff. You know what I mean? Where it's like the guy, when I used to love to go to then Redskins games,
right,
where like media guy would be like, you believe the free food I got in the press box wasn't the best free food I've ever had when I sat for free and parked for free and entered the game for free and watched the team that I love for free? What a miserable time. That always bothered me.
Yes.
That irked me. And I think if people weren't paying attention and didn't understand the point that you were making, which I understood very well.
Right.
I think the laziest game of telephone interpretation of that might have been Grant's complaining about going to a game.
Yeah.
You weren't at all.
No,
but you know what I'm saying?
But I'm also open to the possibility. Like, we talk every day for 4 hours,
yeah,
4.5 hours, the only show in town that long, like we're Mike Francesa or something. And I'm happy to do it. It's not a real work. We're not digging ditches. We're not, pushing boulders uphill. So it might have come out that way. What I was saying, I wasn't even speaking from the perspective of covering a game as much as going to a game, from the perspective of fans.
Yeah.
You know, Tailgate Ted and I were tweeting about this, and he felt the same way. Like, to leave your family on Christmas and go to the game is just not ideal.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not a cool thing that they're playing on Christmas. It would be super cool if they were playing at Dallas at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It'd be like Thanksgiving 2.0. I always want them to play on Thanksgiving.
So I guess where I'm going is that there to me is a big chasm, a Grand Canyon style chasm between your point about, hey, Christmas Day is a pretty special day in our family. That's kind of the main crux of your point.
It's not quite specific to my family. That's pretty much an everything thing.
From your perspective, like, right, hey, it's a big deal for us. Some people, it's not that big a deal. It's like open presents the night before, and we have some eggs, and then I can do whatever I want and go to the game.
I just love the acting like it's May 9th. It's like, if you were to say one out of 365 days that's a bad day to schedule something, what would it be?
Yeah.
The number one pick in that draft is Christmas.
So I'm just saying, there's a chasm that I think should be acknowledged between your point, hey, Christmas is pretty special, and the Chris Russell school of, the NFL is a greedy Gila monster that's reaching into my pocket and torturing me, and anything that's done is a personal affront to me. The guy that, you know, goes to games and is somehow persecuted by it. I think there's
that's what he's saying. I haven't heard that. I don't want to throw him under the bus just because I haven't heard it. But yeah, if that was how it came off yesterday, that certainly wasn't the goal. But I have ranked 1 through 9 the road games this year in the order of how interested I would be in attending them.
Okay.
This is, again, this is like a road game draft, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. So they have 9 road games. The number one game I would most like to go to on the road is Lambeau Field. Very easy to explain. That's football heaven. That place is the best. And I will say one more time, if you haven't been, that needs to be your trip this year. It is awesome. But you got to do it right. You can't just, you know, stay in Appleton, Wisconsin in a hotel and then go park at the stadium. You need to park in someone's yard. You need to give them $20. You need to eat a crock pot food out of their garage. You need to go to the bathroom in their toilet. You need to make friends with the locals. That's what I want you to do in Lambeau. Number two, Arrowhead Stadium, Monday Night Football. I think this one's probably specific to me a little bit because
you've never been.
I've never been. There's like 5 stadiums I haven't attended, and that's one of them. I've been in the parking lot a bunch because I've gone to tons of Royals games covering them in the playoffs for MLB Network Radio over the years. And the parking lots are basically adjacent and shared between Kauffman Stadium and Arrowhead Stadium. But I really, really want to see a game at Arrowhead. It's also the Chiefs. It's also Mahomes. It's also primetime. It's the guy, Mahomes, and the guy chasing him after 1 year, Daniels. That one's pretty good, I think. It's hard to mess that up. You'll notice, though, Madrid has not shown up on my list.
You have not said Madrid yet.
I put Madrid third just because I thought I would get too much heat if I put it lower. But as I think about it out loud right now.
You have to fly over an ocean, Grant. You okay with that?
No, I'm not. This actually, let's all make a big fun joke about it. Like, no, I don't want to do that badly. But U.S. Bank Stadium, home of the Vikings, 1 p.m. kick on a Sunday.
That's a December kickoff, though, my friend.
Eating
December
a
in
Juicy
Minnesota.
Lucy?
No, the entire reason to go is the Juicy Lucy.
Like, you could do talking a Juicy Lucy on a Friday night, a Saturday afternoon, and then on a Sunday morning.
The answer is yes. I'm doing all three. But it's a December in Minnesota.
But here's what you're forgetting.
Sleep on that.
Indoor stadium. Okay.
You're not walking indoors to get there.
I understand. They do have jet walks and stuff, depending on where you stay, downtown. Hmm. But you're right. I'm going to deal with cold in Minnesota and Denver.
Cold.
But that's the number one stadium in America. There is not a stadium that more people have told me that I have not been to over the years that I need to go to more than that in terms of football.
I wish they were playing there earlier.
It's kind of like the San Francisco or the Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm, you know, it's like the one you've got to go see because it's the state of the art. Everyone's trying to do what they just did stadium. And if you don't go now, when do you go? So I actually, if that was not in December, I would have that third. It's because it's going to be -4 degrees outside in Minnesota that I've got that fourth behind Madrid. Madrid would be one if I could teleport, I think.
You can't teleport, though, right?
Because I've been to Lambeau a few times.
Yeah.
If I could touch a button and be in Madrid, Spain, that's number one. But I cannot do that. I have to fly for 6 hours over top of thousands and thousands of feet of water. So that's not as fun for me.
No, that's a challenge. Okay.
SoFi Stadium in L.A., playing the Chargers, fifth. Never been to SoFi. Didn't they spend $5 billion on that joint?
I think so.
Supposed to be a marvel.
Didn't Kroenke do it himself?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Supposed to be an absolute marvel. They hosted a Super Bowl there. Carpet, beautiful, open air on the sides, breeze coming in. I want to see a game there. I put the Giants sixth over Atlanta, Dallas, and Philly. And you're going to go, I don't like that. Here's why. Number one, all you got to do is take a train. Very easy travel. Number two, Christmas time in New York.
Yeah.
You've lived in New York before.
That's right.
Did you guys know that about Danny?
Yeah.
Danny, Christmas time?
It's wonderful.
It's like December 14th-ish.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. I'm going to go have a nice dinner at a nice French restaurant. Get a little, what's the thing where they put the fire on the top of the dish? The dessert? They put
a little flambé
situation?
The mousse?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
A little flaming creme brulee thing.
Yeah.
That French restaurant you sent me to?
Yeah.
I didn't have a jacket, and I walked in. They'd hand me a jacket.
The place was awesome, wasn't it?
That was – my wife still talks about it 14 years later.
Uh-huh.
I got to go back there. I got to go back
All
there.
About that. Yeah. Now, you got to deal with, if there was snow before and the snow melts a little bit, those, like, standing water puddles on the sides of roads.
Yuck.
That's the only part about, that's not great. But, yeah, you're getting around. You're going to do the touristy stuff. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want.
New York City in the winter, though, acknowledge.
It's gorgeous.
Pummels New York City in the summer.
Oh, 100%. Pummels. Oh, it's not close.
Because it doesn't stink terribly.
Oh, it's not close. And, dude, people don't understand. In the winter, in between all those tall buildings, the wind whips. It is the windy. It's like that in Chicago. It's like you. It cuts right through you. It's so cold. But in the summertime, for whatever reason, the air can't move. It's trapped. You feel like you're in a prison of heat and swampiness and moisture and mosquitoes and New York in the summer sucks.
So
just like DC.
So then I've got Falcons and Atlanta after that, Jerry's World, and then the Eagles last. What did I get wrong?
Here's my list. Lambeau, yes, we agree. My number two is Atlanta. I want those cheap concessions. It's an easy trip. It's an easy little trip, but I want to see Hall of Famer Arthur Blank in his element. I want to see what got him into the Hall of Fame.
You're putting the Falcons trip second so that you can get a $2.50 hot dog.
Number one, yes. Number two.
It is also a silly stadium that they host everything in.
And it's a pretty cool yard. I'd like to see a win. There's a great chance at a win going there. I like the team's chance to win. That's a good one.
But you ever been to Atlanta?
Plenty.
Eh.
Oh, Atlanta. Not even eh. It's
so you're out on Atlanta.
Atlanta stinks.
I don't know if I'm out, but I'm it's just not that fun for me. You're making it your number two destination of
number
the season.
Two. I want cheap concessions and a win. Number three, Madrid.
What if I just paid the extra $30 for your concessions? Where would it rank? If you weren't paying for your concession, now, by the way, this is the cheapest Danny Rue thing ever that the Falcons are
But my shtick answer, but also kind of my real answer, it is my rabid curiosity as to what made Arthur Blank Ring of Honor worthy. Show me what you've built. I want to go see this Hall of Famer.
Got him
before Julio Jones did. You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Number three, Madrid. Number four, Kansas City. Number five, you touched on it, New York City in the Christmas time. Number six, Minnesota. The stadium's intriguing. It's Minnesota in the winter.
So if it was September, it's much higher.
It would be two.
Okay.
It'd be just behind Lambeau.
Even though you might have to pay like $11 for your concession.
I don't care about that. I'm not paying.
Seems like you do.
I'm not buying anything. I'm not buying a single concession. I'm buying Juicy Lucy's everywhere.
Okay.
It should be the burger for the country. The fact that every city is not just pummeling the Juicy Lucy's irresponsible. It's unbelievable. So that's number six. Number seven, and this is kind of the, I don't really want to do this trip. Seven is Philadelphia because it's so easy. It's just a quick train. Eight is L.A. That's across the entire nation. Fart noise. I hate L.A.
But you haven't been to the beautiful SoFi Stadium.
Don't care.
Okay.
That doesn't do anything for me at all. It's so far. Coming back is even worse.
So nine's Jerry's World?
You lose 2 days, and I never want to go to that place. I have no interest ever.
You haven't been yet?
No.
It's...
I like to be toes up with people saying nice stuff around me, hopefully. A couple stories here and there. Maybe everybody cracks a joke and says something funny that I did. And they say their nice goodbyes, and then they have a meeting where they divvy up my limited assets. I like to be cold and dead in the ground without ever having visited Jerry's World.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.